Okay, today's daf is Arachin Daf Chavav, and we are on Chav Heim Abeis, and we are discussing the issues of Stei Achuza, as has come up here in this parak, in parak Ein Makdishin. So we quoted the Mishnah on yesterday's daf on Chav Heim Abeis, that what happens if somebody is Makdish to Stei Achuza, and he does not redeem it before Yovel, so then it goes to the Kohanim. How easily does it go to the Kohanim? That's a Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kohanim have to pay for it. The Kohanim give its damim, and then they redeem it through that mechanism. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it goes to them even without paying for it. Nichnasim, Falonosin, it's automatic that it goes to the Kohanim of that Mishmar. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, the Kohanim cannot take it unless it had been bought by someone else, by an Acher. Remember, by a Ben, then it's like as if it was bought by the person himself. But Rabbi Elazar says, no, the special din, as we'll see, on today's daf, what is the source? Special din that the Kohanim can only take it once it was bought by someone else. If it was still in Hektish, they have to wait for the next Yovel or for the next Yovel until somebody buys it, and then it could go to them. Good. So what are the sources for all of each of these Shittos? So the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that the Kohanim have to pay for it, the Stei Achuza? So Gomar, Kodesh, be Makdish Bayis. He learns Gzeira Shava from Makdish Bayis, if somebody's Makdish a house. So there's no way that that house could be redeemed, could be Nifta without paying for it. So Malahalon Bidamim, Afkan Bidamim, just like over there where it talks about Makdish Bayis, Rashi quotes the Psukim, all in Bechukosai, second wide line, Rashi quotes, Ki Yakdish is Beso Kodesh, Ubste Achuzaksiv, Bitseso, Beyovel Kodesh. Right, Ma Bayis Lotese Lo Olam Yad Hektish, below Damim, a house will never go out of Hektish without being paid for, as it says, Ve'erichah Kohen, and so too, Stei Achuza has to be paid for, and he quotes, Gzeras Melechu, Stei Achuza alone goes to the Kohanim, but it also has to be paid for. That is the Rebbe Yehuda Shita. And if it is consistent, Rashi points out that what happens if somebody did buy it from the base of Mikdash? Then it goes to the Kohanim. The Kohanim don't have to give any money then. They don't have to pay anything to the previous owners, but the answer is because the point is Hektish has to get some money. So either Hektish is going to get some money earlier by the person who bought it, or now by the Kohanim. But either way, that's considered damim, right? Nigla, Yavi Kohanim, to make Hamishim Shaka V'Shachlu. The Kohanim will pay for it and they'll get it. Rashi does point out that they have to pay in full. When the Kohanim get it, if nobody had bought it, so they have to pay 50 shekel, the full price, as if it is all the way with all the years left till Yovel. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, compared to Bayis. Just like Bayis has to have Damim, so too Sada. Rabbi Shimon Gamar, Rabbi Shimon, who says, no, they get it without paying for it. Kodesh, Mikifsei Atzeres. He learns a Kodesh from Kifsei Atzeres, from the Shlamim that are brought, the sheep that are brought on Shavuos along with the Shtei HaLechem, the Kifsei Atzeres, that's what he learns it from. Malahalon Bechinam, just like those go to the Kohanim without being paid for. Afkan Bechinam, so too these Bechinam. What's the Kifsei Atzeres? Why are these brought in? So remember, keep in mind, the Kifsei Atzeres are the only carbon Shlamim that are Kachi Kachim. Right, usually Chatas and Asham and Ola are Kachi Kachim. Shlamim is Kachi Kalim, and that's why the Bialim get some of a portion of the Shlamim. That's why the Shlamim is called the Shlamim, because it brings Shalom. The Mizbeach gets some, the Kohanim gets some, and the Bialim gets some. The Kifsei Atzeres are an exception to the rule. They're the only carbon Shlamim that's a carbon Shalmei Tzivur, and the only carbon Shlamim that is Kachi Kachim, and that's why only Kohanim get it. Only Kohanim get the Kifsei Atzeres. It's one of the Matnas Kahuna, and it does not go to the any Yisrael. So that carbon goes to the Kohanim automatically. Right? Automatically. By the Chattas and the Ola, that also goes, by Chattas and the Asha, that also goes to the Kohanim. But that's the Baal Brigid and their Mechuyev. But the Kifsei Atzeres are at Tzibur, and it goes to the Kohanim. That's what Rabbi Shimon compares it to. Let's continue, and then we'll talk about that comparison. Rabbi Yehuda Nami, why does each one learn it from what they learn from and not from the other one, Shita? So Rabbi Yehuda Nami, Nielavi Kifsei Atzeres. Why does Rabbi Yehuda compare Stei Achuza to stay to Makdish Bayis and not to Karban? So like Gemara says, simply, Donin Kachi Bedek Abayis, Mikachi Bedek Abayis, Vein Donin, Mikachi Bedek Abayis, Mikachi Bizbayach. He'd rather compare Kachi Bedek Abayis to Kachi Bedek Abayis. A house and a field are more comparable than a carbon. than an animal. So you'd rather learn sadeh from house than sadeh from carbon. Good. Rabbi Shimon Ami, what about Rabbi Shimon? Nailuf Mimaknish Bayis. Why does Rabbi Shimon Dafka learn it from Kivsei Atzeres? That seems like totally out of not Shayach. So done in Dover Shematana Lakoin, Midover Shematana Lakoin. He'd rather learn within the Matnas Kahuna world, Kivsei Atzeres, we've just learned, is a present to the Kohen, and Steachuza is a present to the Kohen, right? It goes if it was not redeemed. Vein done in Dover Shematana Lakoanim, Midover Shematana Lakoanim. And he does not learn, so even though it seems like on the surface that a bias and a sada are more comparable, but no, bias is just regular maktish bias. That's not one of the manas kahuna. Doesn't go to the kohanim automatically. So within the world of manas kahuna, Rabbi Shimon says, I'd rather compare kodesh kodesh in that way. Right? This machlokas also reflects the idea that we have mentioned in the past that many times drushos in Chazal are a combination of misora and svara. Right? This is a perfect example of that. Gzeirah Shava, one cannot darshan by themselves, right? Eidan Dun, Gzeirah Shava, Me'atzmo. You have to have a Rebbe for Gzeirah Shava. What about all the other ones? That's the Machlokas, Rashi Tosfos. In Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Kal Vachomer, you can do yourself. Gzeirah Shava, you need a Rebbe, and everything else is a Machlokas. But you need a Rebbe because, as the Ramban points out in Sefer HaMitzvos, if Gzeirah Shava, you can darshan by yourself, Ein L'davar Sof. When you have a large book like the Torah, what it says the and it says the. It says S and it says S. And whatever so, if everybody can make up their own comparisons. So it can't be that Gzeirah Shava, I can make up myself. So what's the idea? Certain words were handed down. Words, not all the details. Words were handed down from Rebbe to Talmud to say that this word is meant for Gzeirah Shava. So here, the word Kodesh by Steachuza was handed down from Rebbe to Talmud that this is Gzeirah Shava. But now there's a little flexibility in Svara. Okay, what does it compare to? So that's where we have a machlokas based on Svara between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, right? About whether you compare it to Kivsei Atzeres or you compare it to Makdish Bias, right? So that's where we have a combination between Svara and Drasha within Gzeirah Shava, right? That's the machlokas Tanan right here, which is a better comparison, which is the category that I would like to compare it to. That's one. The other point to mention is interesting to think about how Kivsei Atzeres compares to the other Kachi Kachim, right, in terms of the other nafkaminas of Kachi Kachim. So obviously it's only in by Zichre Kahuna, and it's only in within the confines of the Azara. So that's, it would be Nechlal in the other halachas of Kachi Kachim. What about in the mitzvah? What about in the mitzvah? If we look closely, if you look in the Rambam that we've quoted off, in the Rambam, in Maisa Karbanis and Perek Yud, the Rambam lists off the mitzvah of eating kachim. The mitzvah of eating kachim. So the Rambam there, if you remember, has two tiers. Has two tiered mitzvah. Rambam says, Achilas chatas va'asham mitzvahs aseh. Eating the karbanos that are ba'al chait, chatas and asham, that's a mitzvah aseh daraisa. Shene'amar, as the Pasuk says, va'achlu osam asher kupar bahem. Hakohanim ochlim ubailim is kaprim. According to Gemara in Pesachim, the Kohanim eat it and the Bailim get kapara. That's the first level of the mitzvah daraisa. The huadin, and the Rambam is the second level, for huadin l'shar hakachim, she'ochlin hakohanim, she'achilas and mitzvah. Also, the other kachim that Kohanim eat, also it is a mitzvah, but it's clearly a secondary level of the mitzvah. There's chatas and asham, and then there's other karbanas. And then the Rambam quotes, Achilas Shiyari Mincha is a separate mitzvah zaseh. And then the Rambam adds, V'ein chadas va'asham v'shiyari minachos ne'achalin elo l'zichrei kuna ba'azara. V'yim ne'achlu be'heichal ne'achlu. B'di'eved, if they're eating in a heichal next to the menorah, b'di'eved it's okay too. Even if it's too far in, not too far out. Loch shenema l'chol minchasam l'chol chadasam u'l'chol ha'shamam ba'kodesh ha'kodeshim to'chlenu. Kol zachri yuchol osam. And then the Rambam adds, V'chein shalmeit sibur, harehein kechadas uka'asham kemoshe bi'arnu. And the same thing with shalmeit sibur. It's like chadas and asham. So what does the Rama mean by that line? Does the Rama mean, also shalmeit sibur have these halachas that I just mentioned? Only males in the azara, in the yevet, in the heichal? Or is shalmeit sibur going back on the whole Rama? Does it go back even on the first line? Say, on the highest tier? That is not so clear for the Rambam. If you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, also not clear. The Rambam in Mitzvah Peites, he doesn't even mention If I remember, it doesn't even mention Kivsi Atzeres at all. The Rambam there says, Shetziva Kohanim Lechob Sar Kachim. Klomar, Chatas V'asham Shev Kachi Kachim. V'amro Yisalev, Achlosam Shekub Abraham. Quotes the same drasha. And then he says, Umitzvah Mitzvah Zu, Shezoso Achila Shei Mitzvah, Amnam Tia Liyo Balayla Ad Chatzos, V'yachar Kach Te'asu Achilas Chatas Hahi, O Ha'asham. Amnam Tia Achilasam Mitzvah, Bizman Mugbal. So Mitzvah say, Umivuar, Shemitzvah Zum Yechelis Bezikhe Gehuda, Bein Hashem Chayavos Bo. Kikachi Kachim Sheba Bohem Zeh Akasuv, Otechadev Ozom Anashim. Amnam Shar Kachim, Klomar Kachim Kalim, Kinehem Yeachlu, Lishne Yamav Laila Echad, Pixev Toden El Nazir, etc. And then he says, that Achila is also Nigreres Achar HaMitzvah. And then he throws in Truma. So the Feirish, double level within the mitzvah d'oraisa of eating kachim. Shachilas abasar hazem and achadus v'na'asham ba tash tushulam kaparas hamitzkaper. Why is it a mitzvah d'asay? Because through this eating, there is kapara. So if you just focus on that, so then obviously, Shalmei Tzibur doesn't bring kapara. It's not the ba'al chet. But on the other end, it doesn't fit into the other category either. It's not kashikalim. So it's not clear, 100% from the Rambam, where Kivsei Atzeres fall in, but it is a important sugya to be aware of, because it's an exception to the rule. Again, it's Shalmei Tzibur, it's kashik kashim, but it's the only one like that. So it has all the halachas of kachi kachim, but it's unclear whether it's included in the mitzvah saseh of eating kachim. If you focus on the ba'al chet, then it wouldn't be. If you focus on kachi kachim, then it would be. Okay. Let's continue. So that's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, whether the Kohanim have to pay for the steachuza when they get it or not. So now the question is, what about the third shita? Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says they cannot take the field unless it was bought by someone else in the interim. So, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, lo nichnasim, lo nosin. They don't go in, they can't touch it. Amar Rabbi, by time of Rabbi Eliezer, why does Rabbi Eliezer say that it cannot be touched? Amar Kra, a couple of tries. We have three tries for the source of Rabbi Eliezer. Try number one. Amar Kra. Because the pasuk says, "V'im lo yigoel as asadeh, lo yigoel od, v'imachar as asadeh, v'ya asadeh b'tzeso b'yovel." So he quotes the pasuk. So if we look up the pasuk, it's not. This is a perfect example where you have to look up the pasuk to know what he's talking about. Right? Rabbi Eliezer here quotes this pasuk, but really what he's doing is he's quoting two psukim, but not exactly in order. Is what we might call grammar. Breaking up the pasuk A-B-A-B, in terms of how the pasuk is formulated. Because if you look at the pasuk says here in Perech of Zayin, V'im lo yig'alas ha-sadeh. Right, the previous part said, if the field is redeemed, so then he has to pay a chomesh and it goes back to him. But V'im lo yig'alas ha-sadeh, V'im machar es ha-sadeh le'ish acher. If it's not redeemed, then it's sold to another one. Lo yigael od, it should not be nigal ever, and the field that goes out by Yovel will go to the Kohanim. So explains Rabba in Rabbi Eliezer Shita, A, the first part of the Pasuk, you have to read these two Pesukim as A-B-A-B. Meaning, the first Pasuk Chaf, v'im lo yigael es ha-sadeh, it's not redeemed, so then the Pasuk says, v'hayasadeh b'tzeso b'yovel kodesh l'Hashem, kisei acherem. That's the pasuk chaf aleph. Then the two second parts of the pasuk, if it's sold to an ish acher, then lakoet yachuzaso. That's how he reads the pasukim. A B A B. That's Rabba's way of understanding Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, what are you doing? Read the pasuk as A and B. There's pasuk yutes and pasuk chaf and then pasuk chaf aleph. Don't cut up the pasukim. Amar Abaye, Sakina Harifa, Mifsuki Kroy. What are you doing cutting up the psukim for? Right? It's not how you read it. Look at Rashi, Sakina Harifa, second skinny line, Halok Sivi Hachi. It doesn't say how you interpret it. It does not say that in the Torah. Elohachik Sivi, this is what it says in the Torah. Lo Yiga El Od, it should not be redeemed. And continue, without a separate din, continue, Vahaya Hasada B'Tseso Lakonim. And it will not be redeemed, and it will go to the Kohanim. It's all one thing. So Abaye says, you're reading the psukim in a very difficult way. That's not the pshuto shel mikra. Again, sometimes if you can't understand the parsha pshat, fine, but here you can. Here you can understand the kipshuto, and therefore says Abaya that is wrong, and that's why Abaya is going to have to come up with a second choice of what the svara for, what the source for Rabbi Eliezer is. Interesting, his svara, Abaya's svara for knocking out Rava is that psukim are kadosh. Psukim are not meant to be cut up and changed here and there. Again, there are certain drashos. Sometimes we use certain tools, but in this context, Abaya says no. Right, the psukim are holy. Right, we know the psukim come from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, the prakim do not come. Prakim come from non-Jewish sources, but the psukim, as the Gemara says elsewhere, kopsuki de lo paske Moshe non lo paskinan. Right, the psukim are broken up. They were given from Hakadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the psukim that we have. That's why there's even discussion sometimes in Yonei Tfila how it is that we could break up certain psukim in Tfila. Right, we say Vizos HaTorah, Asher Sa Moshe Lefei B'nei Yisrael. That's a pasuk. Then we had Al Pi Hashem B'Yad Moshe. That's a half a pasuk. How do we say half a pasuk? Some people start Kiddush on Shabbos morning. Al Kein Beirach. Let's say half a pasuk. Some people start Kiddush Friday night. Vayar Veivoker Yom Hashishi. They both have psukim. The pasuk starts Vayar Lokim Es Kol Asher Asav Yidito Ma'od. Vayar Veivoker. So many poskim say that if we're using psukim as tefillah, not as psukim, as not as Torah, then you can break it. Then one is allowed to break it up because you're using it as tefillah, not using it as Torah. Even in Yehi Chavod, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Leilam Ba'ed. That's three psukim put together. Right? Hashem Yimloch Leilam Ba'ed is a whole pasuk. That's at the end. But the first two are parts of psukim. But either way, maybe it only applies to Torah, not to Nevi'im and Ksuvim. But that is one point. But the whole assumption of that discussion is that psukim are complete and whole and they come from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? The only psukim that might not have been given to Moshe Rabbeinu are the last eight psukim of the Torah. That is a big discussion from the earlier sources. The Vilna Gaon, you know, said it, but there are also sources that might have said it earlier. The very creative pshat of the Gra, but again, it's also quoted by earlier Achronim as well. Right, that's based on the Gemara Menachas and Daf Lamed and Bo Basra Tesvav, where the Gemara talks about who wrote the various parts of the Tanakh. Right, that's the whole list of Bo Basra, who wrote all the Sifrei Tanakh. And the Gemara says, and the part about the Torah is also in Menachos. Who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? What's the problem? It says Moshe died in the last eight psukim. Moshe can't write, and Moshe died if he didn't die yet. It doesn't say Moshe will die. It says Moshe died. So how can Moshe write that? So that's why there are some Tanaim that say Yeshua ben Nun wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah. Unbelievable. But the other opinions say, no. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, but he wrote it bedema. He wrote it while he was crying. Mikan ve'elach, ad kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Kosi v'yomer, Mikan ve'elach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Moshe Kosi v'dema. Dema, what is Dema? So Rashi says Dema means, he was crying, merov tzaro. He was in pain. He was very upset. V'lo haya Omer acharav merov tzaro. So the question is, one second, but how does that help the problem? The problem is that it's a lie. It's a sheker for Moshe Rabbeinu to write, and he died. Just because he was crying, bedema, means that he was allowed to lie. So, explains the Vilna Gaon, that maybe dema can mean a deeper idea here. Dema sometimes doesn't only mean dema, tears, but we know in Zerum it means meduma, it means mixed up. When shuma and chulon are mixed up, it's meduma. It's meduma, right? Malei aschav edimachal lo sacher. So sometimes, dema can mean mixed up. So what does the Gra say? Really, based on what the Ramban quotes in the Hakdamah to the Torah. Really, the Torah we know pre-exists to the world. Torah is one of the seven items that pre-exists to the world. And what does that mean, pre-exists to the world? Didn't say, says the Gra, Bereshis bar elokim, as Hashemayim. But as the Ramban says, Kol Torah kulu shmos Hashem l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. All the Torah was all put together, all the letters. It didn't say what it says now. When Hashem gave Moshe the Torah, so then he dictated and separated it into words as we understand it. But how the Torah existed before Briyas HaOlam, and even before parts of it, before Matan Torah, so that was in its pristine, unbroken up state. In its Eshdas state. Yeah, that's based on the pasuk in Zos HaBracha. So, says the Gra, maybe those last eight psukim were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, bedema, in its mixed up, natural, pristine state. And so it didn't say Vayam Hashem Moshe. It said a jumble of words, a jumble of letters. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu got it. Yeshua ben Nun, after Moshe died, was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Siyata Deshmaya to separate it into psukim and into the words that we have. So again, we have called psuke de la paske Moshe, and that's where the Gra says Elo Elo Jivel Kim Chaim. Moshe and Yeshua both wrote it, right? Moshe wrote it b'dema in its mixed up state, and Yeshua was the one that split it up. So could you? Is the Gra arguing on Rashi that he wasn't crying? It was meduma. So Salvation explained that no, maybe he was also crying. He was crying also, even if he gave the mixed up state. Why was he crying though? He wrote the, what was he in pain from? Because he couldn't imbue the Torah with full Kedusha. Because the letters weren't words yet that we can understand it, so really the Torah wasn't fully complete in a certain sense. So the power and the Kedusha of the Torah wasn't full, that's why Moshe was crying. Not because he was gonna die. Not because it was the end. It was because he couldn't give over the Torah to Am Yisrael with full Kedusha, that's what made him cry. So again, as Abaye says here, don't split up Sukkim. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us Sukkim called Psuke de lo Paske Moshe. Anan lo Paskinan, the last eight are a discussion. But again, every pasuk before that, we know Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that did it. And again, there's more there about that discussion, but we will leave that for now. Okay, so either way, there were Belezer is number one, and then Abai Rabba gave shot number one, and then Abaya rejected. So El Amar Abaya tries again, second shot. What exactly is the source for Rabbi Eliezer? Again, Rabbi Eliezer Shita that says that if nobody bought it from the Beis HaMikdash, then it does not go to the Kohanim. You have to wait till the next Yovel. Ella Amar Abaya, time of Rabbi Eliezer Kedetanya. Rabbi Eliezer has to be the author of the following Brisa, and the assumption of the Brisa, as we will see, is going to be that there is a way for a field not to have gone to the Kohanim by the first Yovel. That's that we're going to see that from the Brisa. Kidatanya, lo yigael. As the Pasuk says, the Pasuk that we mentioned earlier, lo yigael, if the owner doesn't redeem it, then it shall not be redeemed. Yochal lo tehe nigeles shetehe lafanav kisada mikne. You might think that it means that, and Rashi adds in, bailim. I might think that it can't even be redeemed to the bailim to be a sada mikne. Meaning, could the bailim that did not redeem it in time, are they allowed to redeem it after the Yovel, just to be at least a stay mikne, right? Not a stay achuz, they're not going to keep it forever, but just like anyone else who would have bought it from the Beis HaMikdash, it leaves their reshus by Yovel. So maybe I would have thought that the original owner is not allowed to buy this from the Beis HaMikdash, even to be on the lower level, stay mikne. He's even worse than an acher, which is an amazing havamina. Why would I think that? Why would he be permanently barred from buying this land from the Beis HaMikdash? Everybody else in the world can. Kabbalah doesn't explain why. Maybe because the Stei Achuza is something so special that if it's like he's Mevaza the Nachla, Mevaza the Yerusha, you give it to the Beis HaMikdash, okay, it's done. You're not getting it back. Right? If you didn't get it back by Yovel, so amazing. But that's the Hava Mina. So you might have thought that the original owner wouldn't even be able to buy it back, that it should be a stay mikne. Tamalomar od. It says the word od. L'kemosha haisa eina negeles, aval negele shetei lefanev k'stei mikne. No, od. Lo yigoel od means he can't buy it back to what it was. He can't have it back as his stay achuza, but he would be able to get it back as his stay mikne. That's the brisa. That's the brisa. The brisa says, but what's the assumption of the brisa as we're about to see? That there's a time, there's a havamina that maybe the Bailam cannot buy it back, Kamashlan they can buy it back. What are we talking about? Amos, Elema, Biyovel, Rishon, are we talking about before the first Yovel? Then what's the discussion? Am I in an Agelus? Stay Achuz and Amihavye. Then what's the discussion that, oh, he could buy it back and to be a Stay Mikne? If it's before the first Yovel, this is the original owner, he could buy it back to be his Stay Achuzah. So it can't be talking about before the first Yovel, Ela Pshita, Biyovel Shani. It must be talking about after the first Yovel. One second, after the first Yovel, so how is he able to get it from Hektish? According to who is it still Hektish? Ulaman, who is it according to? E, Lemal Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, respectively, La Kohanim Nafka, by the first Yovel already went to the Kohanim. So there won't be a Hechi Timsi where a field will be subject to Geula, you know, afterwards. And the Shittim Gubetza says, and it can't be referring to a case where the Kohanim got it, and now you're buying it from the Kohanim, because that would just be called a Mechira. That wouldn't be called Geula. Geula means you're getting it from the Beis HaMikdash, from Hektish. If you just buy it from the Kohanim, that's just a regular sale. That, of course, you could buy anything. That's the Shiva Kabet says right here in Ozdalin. Vieshlomar Daloshan Gula Mashma mi makom she'ena nechletes. Ul Rabbi Huda Rabbi Shimin Avalameimar Nikachas. Okay, so either way, so the Brisa has to be talking about after the first Yovel, and it has to be talking about not according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, because it must be, because according to them, it already went to the Kohanim. So, El Olav, Rabbi Eliezer. So this Brisa must be Rabbi Eliezer Shita, Vishvamina, Taima de Rabbi Eliezer, Mehacha. And therefore, it must be that, this is the source, this Brisa, this word, ode, the fact that the Torah has to tell us that the Bialim can buy it after the first Yovel, it must be that the Kohanim did not get it in the first Yovel, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. That's the source for Rabbi Eliezer, that word. See, some of the Achronim ask, maybe the Kohanim just chose not to take it. Are the Kohanim allowed to do that? What if it's in the Beis HaMikdash and they don't want it? None of the Kohanim and the Mishpar want this piece of land. Right? It's an extra headache. Marba nechasim, marba da'aga. They don't want it. So maybe this proves that they can't. Right? That it has to go to some Kohanim. Right? Even if they don't want it. It goes to the Kohanim. It doesn't stay in the hands of the Beis HaMikdash. But that's a question. The Chafetz Chaim here in the Zevach Toda says, we would enforce the Kohanim. You have to come up with a different Echi Timsi, that why that is not mentioned. But either way, that is the second suggestion of Abaya. So the Gemara now asks, Vitizvara, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, hi od my darshi bay. Okay, that's a great drasha, and that's Rabbi Eliezer. But what do the chacham, what do the other tanoim do with that word od? Rabbi Eliezer says that word od teaches me that after the first yovel, the bialim are still allowed to buy it. Don't think the bialim are totally excluded and they're worse from anybody else. The bialim are still allowed to buy it. It would just be like a stay mikneh, not a stay achuza. But according to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, it's never going to come up because the Kohanim are going to have it from the first Yovel. So what do they do with that word? So that is the, Gemara has a third, another idea, not a third option for Rabbi Eliezer. That's going to come up at the bottom, but another suggestion what they would learn with that ode. Ela hakamai eskinan, let's finish this, discussion, then we'll come back. Ela hakamai eskinan, bisadeh sheyotza lakohanim, vihikdisha kohen. What about this case? It went to the Kohanim in the first Yovel. And then the Kohen that got it was Makdashit. It's his Te'achuza now. And now he was Makdashit. Va'asu Bailam Lamifrake. And the Bailam now are coming to get it for Esa Mikdash. So in that case, Sakadai the Chamina Lo Tifrok Shedei Lefanav Kistei Mikneh, I might think there, they can't buy it. So there is a way they could begoil it, not to buy it from the Kohanim. That, like the Shita said, that would be Nikneh. So you might think there, they can't take it. Maybe the same type of Havamina that we had before with Rabbi Eliezer, here it's like Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon. So maybe they cannot redeem it to be like a stay mikneh at all. They're totally excluded. Tamalomar od lekamosha haisein and negelas av negelas shetei lefanav kistei mikneh. Right, and therefore they are like others. They are like others. Vahatanya and the Brisa even reflects that as well. Vahatanya, the Brisa says, Bishnas HaYovel, but we're talking about a stay mikneh that was hukdash, and then he was poded it again, v'chazar upada. Bishnas HaYovel, Yashuv HaSadel, Asher Kanohu Meito. By Yovel, it goes back to who we bought it from. Again, this is a stay mikneh. Reuven bought it. He was then makdash it, and then someone else bought it. So where does that go? So Yochol Yachzor LaGizbar Shalachu Mimenu. So you might think it goes back to the Gizbar, the original Gizbar, that the person bought it from the Beis HaMikdash. Tamalomar LaShalo Achuz Asaretz. No, it goes back to the original owner. Goes back to the one who was Makdish in the first place. So the Gemara says, Yomar LaShalo Achuz Asaretz. My Tamalomar LaSher Kanahu Meito. Why does the Dafka say a different phrase? Say, it goes back to the original owner of the Steachuza. Why does it say to the one he bought it from? So Gemara says, to Darshin, Sada Sheyotzas Lakonim, Umachra Lakoin, Vihikdisha, to teach us this halacha. The Brisa says, which is a parallel to the previous Drasha, a field that goes out to the Kohanim, Umachra Kohen, Vihikdisha, Lokeach Vigala, Acher, Yachol Taksa Levailim Arishonim, you might think it goes back to the original Bailim, Tamalomar Lasher Kanohu. It does not, it goes back to the Kohanim does not go by the original Bailam, because now the Kohanim are the Baalei Stei Achuza. So we have two similar drashos to in this case to teach us parallel halachos. So this brisa has a parallel limud in terms of that the somebody could buy it back, but where does it go? Where does it go back to? And the Gemara now tries to figure out why do we need both phrases lo yigael and lasher kanahu? They're really parallel drashos that are being taught to us. In other words, both these brises teach, and both these psukim teach, that once the kohanim get it, b'shas hayovel, that it's never going back to the original owner. Even if somehow maybe it was hukdash, or it was bought, and then it was hukdash, it does not go back to the original owner, but it becomes the stechus of the kohen. So what do you need both of these to teach me? So just before that 1 minute, there's an interesting couple of comments of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah shin lamites, first in os chaf aleph. He discusses what happens he discusses what happens if somebody is kona a field for his man katsuf. Somebody buys a field for 60 years. That does not go out by Yovel, right? That's the Gemara in Mesechet Bamitzia on Daf Ayin Tes. Mocher Sad Loshishim Shana Eino Choseres BiYovel VeEino Choseres Ella BeNim Karstam O Mefurash LaChalutin. Aval Zman Katzav Eino Choseres BiYovel. It doesn't go back to Yovel 60 years. But what happens if the person who buys it then sells it? Right, the person Vakone Hazeh Machar LaAcher Stam Im Yotzi MeAcher BiYovel. Reuven sells it to Shimon for 60 years. Shimon sells it to Levi for Stam. So now Yovel comes. So does it go back to Yovel? So who would it go back to? By Yovel. Would it go back to Shimon? Would it go back to Reuven? Mi neima da Torah lo nitna reshus lahalokeach rak ad Yovel. Maybe do we say that the buyer only has rights until Yovel? Because that's regular rules. Odilmor, no. Dein kmeida. Raksha karka taksul adon arishon. Kiddich siv lasher loach uzas haaretz. V'chein mevor b'machor lahar b'bnei adam. It's not going back anyway. So maybe it shouldn't go back. But Tzorachian, he has that shaila. Okay, that's the one. Another point he also makes here in Shin Lamites Os Yud. If you look back a little earlier, the Minchas Chinuch discusses the Yesh Lehistapek. He says, nafgamina, im hagu'ula hi afkata de malka, otsara kinyan. Again, a general suffix that we could have mentioned earlier. When we say it goes out, does there have to be a kinyan done or it's automatically? Automatically. Let's say the Kohanim sold it, it goes back, whoever it's going back to, is that automatic or not? Like Afkata de Malka, like the language used by Shemitah, by Afkata de Malka, Afkata de Gavra, so here we use it that same Lashon. Red Magula if Afkata de Malka, O Tsara Kinyan, Le'inyan im Meis HaMocher Ubeno HaKatan Goel, Imu Afkata de Malka Gamhu Goel, Avon Utsara Kinyan, Ladas, Sarach Shitas, the Katan Enokona, Filu Badas, Acheres Makden, Yocholigol, right, if there's only a Katan, could the Katan be Goel, do you need a Maisa Kenyan done? That's a fascinating discussion about the geula itself. All of these geulas, right? Do you say it's automatic or not? Okay, let's continue. So says the Gemara, the itzrich lo yigael, the itzrich lemichtav asher kano. We need two different sources, second wide line, to teach me that when it goes out, it does not go back to the original owner, but it is already lost to the kohanim once Yovel comes. Because rachmana lo yigael. If it only said lo yigael, which is the case where the Kohen who was makdish after getting a chelik in it, right, then it goes back to all, by the next yovel, it goes back to all the Kohanim, to lo kahadra klal. I would think there, it doesn't go back exclusively to the Kohen who is makdish, but rather there it goes to all the Kohanim. Abal haqa, by where the Kohen sells it. To Kahadra, meaning it doesn't go back to all the Kohanim, Teha de Lamara Kama, so maybe then it should go back to the original owner. It's not going back to all the Kohanim anyway. No, it only goes back to the one he bought it from. So again, there's a difference between the Kohen being Makdashit and the Kohen being Mocherit, right? But that's the Kamash Malan. It goes back to him and not to the original owner. Because Rachmana Lashar Kano on the opposite. And if we only had the other Pazik Lashar Kano, Delo Kayavi Bailam Dame. Because that's where the Bailam never paid for it. Right, lo kayav baila dami in that case. Aval hacha de kayavi dami taken biadayu, but where they paid for it, where the original owner would pay for it, so then let them take him biadayu. Let it stay in their hands. Right, Rashi, taken biadayu, la olam kisteachuza. Velo tepek biyovel la kohanim, should it go to the kohanim? Kishar adam, hakon isteachuza miad hektish. Because this is, right, this is different. Kasav rachmana lo yigael. That's why it has to say lo yigael. Vikad rachmana lo yigael, lo kasav od. If you didn't have the word od, Havamina lo tifra klal. I would have thought he cannot redeem it at all, as we had the Havaminas before. Chaz Rachmana owed. L'kamosha haisa in a negeles, ava negeles, shetahilafanav, kistei mikneh. So the Bialim are allowed to buy it, but it'll only be like kistei mikneh, but he can still buy it. He can still buy it for the interim period. So my Havialah, what's the maskana? Usually my Havialah means what's the halacha. This is an unusual my Havialah. That's what Rashi has to tell us. Second to last line. My Havialah, Taima Rabbi Eliezer Mehecha. Where is the maskana source of Rabbi Eliezer? Right, we had Rabbah. Rabbah says it's from V'im lo yigael hasad lo yigael od. Right, Abai didn't like the split, cutting up of psukim. So he says it's from the Brisa, lo yigael. And Rabbah says now, Amar Krav, Vahaya hasad b'tseiso b'yovel. B'tseiso miyad acher. When it goes out by Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim, so it has to go out. It has to go out from someone else. B'tseiso miyad acher, that's where Rabbi Eliezer says that the halacha is that it goes to the Kohanim, but the Kohanim cannot get it if it hasn't gone to anybody else in the interim. Good. So now the Gemara on Amud Beis has the question, and then it has the same 20 lines of Shakla Vitaria that appeared on Amud Aleph. So Ibailu, so we'll say it again, but it's within, again, the Gemara does this often, parallel, but it's within within the world of Rebbe Eliezer. As Rashi says on top, Rebbe Eliezer. Ibailu, Bailim biyovel sheni, ka'achar damu, olo. Bailim, according to Rebbe Eliezer, who says that if it was not redeemed by anybody after Yovel Rishon, it stays in Hektish. And the Kohanim can take it. Could the Bailim buy it after Yovel sheni, redeem it? And it will be, either they bought it before Yovel, but could they redeem it after Yovel Rishon, and it could be Ki'ilu, they bought it before Yovel Rishon, and therefore it could be their Steachuza forever. So Yibaylu, Bailam Yovel Sheni Ka'acher Damu Olo. Do they have that power? Are they like an Acher, and therefore, if they would buy it, it would go back to the Kohanim, or not? Just like Rashi says, Ki'echid Ilu Parka B'Yovel Rishon, Havikaima B'Yadei, Hashanamikaima B'Yadei. What do I say? No, just like if they would have bought it before Yovel Rishon, because according to Rebbe Eliezer, nothing happened. According to Rebbe Eliezer, the Kohanim can't take it. Right? Or, is the Gemara is asking, did something happen? Did it get nechlat at least to the Shevet HaKahuna when it comes? But it's in limbo. It's in limbo. Meaning it's not originally what it was, but it's not totally to the Kohanim to take it yet. So that's the Shaila. So we have the Brises that we brought earlier in this context. Tashma lo yigael. Yocholote nigela shedele fanukas deachuz mikneh, like we said before, the Havamina. I might think that the original owner cannot buy it back to be like a stay, mikneh even. Maybe they're totally rejected. And they're worse than anyone else. Tabalomar od. But kamosha haisein nigela, tama nigela shedele fanukas de mikneh. But what do you see from that drasha? That it's possible that the owner would be able to buy it back for a stay mikneh. So Amos, who is that going like? Ilema b'yovel rishon, is it before first yovel? So am I negelis? So then what's the discussion? Why can't it be nigal by the owner? Achuzanami havi. It could even be, that's exactly the halacha in the Torah, that if before the first yovel, it can be redeemed. Elef shita b'yovel sheni. So must be talking about yovel sheni. Uleman. And who is it referring to by Yovel after the first Yovel? Either Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Lakonim Nafka. According to Rabbi Shimon, already went to the Kohanim. Right? Either they pay for it or they don't pay for it, but either way, it went to the Kohanim. So El Alav, Rabbi Eliezer. So it must be talking about Rabbi Eliezer. And what do you see? Mishpamina, Bailam Yovel Sheni, Kacher Damu. Because what does it say? The Havamin is that, oh, they can't even buy it. Kamash Milan, they can buy it as a stay mikneh. So it's clear that this is within Rabbi Eliezer Shita, and the Bailim are considered an Acher, meaning it's something happened. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer, something happened at Yovel, that it is forever disconnected. It is no longer the Steachuza of the original person. It is not yet the Steachuza of the Kohen. The Kohenim cannot take it yet. So that's the Raya. It says the Gemara of Tizra, same. So that's fine. But what do the other shittas do with the ode? V'tiz Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, hi ode my darshi bay. Ella hacha mayaskinan. This is what the brisa must mean. V'sada sheyasa lakonim v'hikdisha kohen v'yosavayla mifrika. The kohanim got it, meaning it's talking about after the first yovel. How is it possible for the bailan to be buying it? It's a case where the kohen that got it was then again makdish it, and the bailan are now coming to be goel it. So you might think that even according to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi had this hechi timsi, that he shouldn't be able to even get it even as a stay mikneh. Tamalomar owed lekamosha haisa in a negelas avon negelas shadilafanav kazei mikneh. He can buy it back in this time period after the first yovel. And the Kohen was Machdashit. For Hatanya, and the Brisa also similarly has the following case. Yoshuv asadeh la'asher kanohu meito, the Sadeh returns to who he bought it from. Yachol yachzol legizbar shalacha himenu, you might think that it goes back to the gizbar that he originally, that he bought it from. Again, this is the case where it was sold by the Kohen and then sold by somebody else. Tamalomar la'asher lo'achuz asa'aretz. So matam alomar lasher kanahu. Right, it said lasher loachuz asaaret, that it does not go back to the gizbar. So it goes back l'sada lasher kanahu. Sada sheyasa lakonim umachra. What's the case being discussed? As we said earlier, sada sheyasa lakonim umachra kohen. The sada that went out to the kohen by the first yovel, and the kohen sold it. V'hikdisha, and the person then was makdishit lokeach. V'hikdisha lokeach. Vigala acher, yochol taksor lebailim arishonim, you might think it goes back to the original owners. Tamalav alasher kano, no. It does go back to the ones that he bought it from. So again, similar, havamin is that it goes back all the way, kamash lona does not. V'yitzok lemitha lo yigo, v'yitzok lemitha alasher kano. As we had this earlier, dikaz rachmana lo yigo el, deloka hacha klal, you might think lo yigo el, because it's not going back at all to the Kohen, because Rachman al Asher Kano, because Rachman al Asher Kano, the local Yavi Bailam Dami, they never paid for it. Avalacha the Yavi Bailam Dami, so then take him be a dayu, because Rachman al Oyigo El. Those are those two. Because Rachman al Oyigo El, for low cost of Ode, have another different cloud. You might think he cannot redeem it at all, because Rachman al Ode, look, Moshe Haisa in a Nigeles, Aval Nigeles, Shetelefanav Kistei, Achusa. My Haviyala. So now my Haviyala is not asking what's the source for Eliezer, but what was our question that we're dealing with now? What's the context? What are the Bailam considered in the Yovel Sheni? Meaning after the Yovel Rishon and the Bailam take it. So we thought we had a Raya earlier that they're like an Acher. What's the Maskana? Tashma. So says the Brisa Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Eliezer says, Gala Bailam B'Yovel Sheni, Yotza Lakonim B'Yovel. So it's Beferish, it's a Brisa, they're like an Acher. They don't keep it, it goes to the Kohanim. That's exactly Rabbi Eliezer's din in the Mishnah, that if somebody else buys it, then it goes to the Kohanim, even if the original owner buy it, so it goes back to the Kohanim. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Ha'ana lo tnanachi. But we didn't learn that, right? What was the language of the, that we had earlier? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein HaKohanim Nafsim Lotocha, Achi Golen Acher. The language that we had in a brisa is that it's not redeemable other than the Mishnah, the last line of our Mishnah, that until somebody else redeems it. So maybe the Bailam are not considered in Acher. Answer, Amar Lei, Bailam, Yavol Sheni, Kacher Damu. No, Bailam are considered Acher, and therefore that is an answer to the question within Rabbi Eliezer Shita. We don't pass on like Rabbi Eliezer, but within Rabbi Eliezer Shita, it could be like Acher. It could be like Acher, and therefore they do not, it's called the Stei Mikneh, not the Stei Achuza. Ikad Amri, or a different version of this Shakla Vitaria, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ga'ala B'Yovel Sheni, in a Yosel HaKohanim B'Yovel. Rabbi Eliezer says, if the Ga'ala be in the, after the first Yovel, it does not go to the Kohanim. So, meaning that proves that the Bailam can't keep it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein HaKohanim Nechad HaTochah, She'el Ana Acher. So maybe that's a riot. The Gemara says, "Amalei Masisan from the Mishnah." No, maybe you wouldn't have thought the Bailam are allowed. Havamina Bailam Yovel Sheni Ka'acher Damu. From the Mishnah, you might have thought the Bailam are like an Acher, and therefore the Mishnah is not a beferish raya. Kamash V'lan. That's why you have to have the first statement of if the Bailam take it out, Gobi Yovel Sheni, it does not go to the Kohanim in Yovel. But the Mishnah could have been interpreted either way, and therefore there is no raya. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Again, this is all part of the mitzvahs that don't apply bizman hazeh. So just like we say that by kudshim, you know, ki'ilu hukrav, and that we have to study the laws of karbanos, as the Gemara says at the end of Megillah, daflamat aleph or so. that Avram Avinu asks, say, how am I going to get kapara? How am I going to fulfill the mitzvos? And therefore, you have to learn about it. So too here, so too, all these halachas do not apply bezman hazeh, stei achuzah, stei mikneh, and bayis bati barichom, as we'll get to. So how we mekayim all of these? So it's only by learning them. Only by learning them. So as we have this chus of learning Maseches Arachin, we can learn all the details of stei achuzah, stei mikneh, and daven for the day that we'll have our achuzahs back. But again, that's how we're mekayim these mitzvahs. It doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah to sell or to be makdish all of these, right? The mitzvah is to follow these laws, all these halachas, right? That's what the way it's formulated in the mitzvah. If you look in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Tes that we were reading from earlier, the Chesed HaChinuch says, Shelo Nimkar Sadeh Be'eretz Yisrael Litzmisus. One is not allowed to sell a field forever in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar Barzlo Simar Felitz Mises. Klamar Shlo Yisnu Benei Amochra Lokech. What's the Isser? We never really spoken about this, but Feirish, let's do it now. Right? They shouldn't make a tnai between them. I'm selling this to you forever. It's not going to go out by Yovel. Klamar Shlo Yisnu Benei Amochra Lokech. Lasos Ben Karm Litz Mises. The AFLP, even though it won't work, even though it won't work, right, gets into the sugis of called the Avid Rachmana, Yavid Mahani or Lomahani. The Avid Misha Yovel Mafkiya Balkarcham, even though the Yovel will be Mafkiya anyway, She'i Efshar Lohem Lahasno Salzeh, Lefishu Keneged Mitzvah Torah. Right, it's Keneged the Torah. The Torah says, not only is this a Shalila, it's a reality, it's also a Losaseh, the Ramam and the Chinuch count. Right, don't sell it with Smisus, don't try to sell it with Smisus. It's not going to work anyway. Again, it's negative Torah. If they tried, they violate this Isser. That is the Sheet of the Rambam, as we know, here in, as I read it before, and maybe I'll read it again, here in Arachin, in Yud Aleph Aleph, and in Sefer HaMitzvos, where he says that one is not allowed to even try. That's the Rambam here in the Shemitah Yovel in Perek Yud Aleph. The Ramban quotes, and the Ruchinah quotes the Ramban. The Ramban, Zechron Lavracha Kasav, this is the Ramban in Ala Torah and also in Sefer HaMitzvos, Shedivri Arav Bazeh, Kinyin Amuz Kabarisha Shotmura, Tom Arav Ha'asam, Chol Eik Alabaya, Chol Muzav Merachman Alo Sevedi Yavid, Lomahani V'laki, V'hu Zechron Lavracha Pirish, Binyin Acher, Shemazir Asanur Shalo, Natsmis Ha'aretz B'yad HaGoyim. The Ramban has a different shot of the pasuk. He says, "Lo svarach l'tzmisus to goyim, klomar shlonim karena lahem l'tzmisus." Totally different shot of the pasuk. Upir shakazav kin shlo timkar l'misha yachzik bala olam. Don't sell it to somebody who's going to hold on to it forever. Vezel goy. Avo yisrael yachzir osa. The Jew will return it. V'im hisnim a goy lachzira mutar l'machra lon. If you were make a tznai with a goy to return it, so then it would work. But either way, this is the machlokas in the Rambam and the Ramban related to lo sasei reish. Chav Zayin. Reish Chav Zayin here in Sefer HaMitzvos, where the Rambam and the Ramban have the machlokas. What exactly is the Pshuta Shel Mikra in this context? Okay. Let's do the Mishnah, and then we'll stop. Says the Mishnah, Halokech Sadeh Me'aviv. We had this Mishnah already mentioned, earlier, this concept. Halokech Sadeh Me'aviv, Ameis Aviv. Let's say somebody buys a field from their father, meaning at that moment, it's a Stei Mikneh. And then their father dies, v'acharka chikdisha. And then they're makdishit. The son is makdishit. So at the time that he was makdishit, so then it is his steachusa. But when he bought it, so then it was not. So harik is steachusa. That everybody agrees. You go by when you were makdishit, that's the steachusa, because now the son has it as his own at the time that he is makdish. But what happens in the opposite? Hikdisha v'acharka chmesaviv. What if the son bought it, and then he was makdashit. At the time that he was makdashit, it was stei mikneh. Meaning he could have only makdashit till Yovel. And it's going to go back to his father. Hikdisha v'acharkach meis aviv. But in the interim, his father died. So now, it's his stei achuza. One second, that he was not goel. So, hareyu k'stei mikneh divrei b'meir. Meir says it's like a stei mikneh. Meaning, and it's with all the nafkaminas of the stei mikneh. And in terms of, Rashi quotes the nafkaminas. In terms of a stei achuza is bought with a special price, as we mentioned, of 50 shekel for every a chomer, and how long does the person have to buy it back for, right? If somebody else buys it back, it goes back by Yovel. So that's the nafkamina. Those are the nafkaminas. Rebbe says it's called a stei mikneh because you go by the moment that he bought it. Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon Omrim, no, harehi k'stei achuza. It's like a stei achuza, and therefore all those halachas kick in. Shneamar im mistei mikneh so asher lo mistei achuza so sada sheina ruuyel li stei achuza. Steachuza, stay mikra is only by something that's not roi to be a steachuza, yatsuzushi, really a steachuza. Excluding this case, which is roi to be a steachuza, right when the father dies, and therefore it has the status of steachuza already. Stay mikne, and he also the kohanim biyovel, but a stay mikne does not go out to the kohanim in yovel. If somebody was, sold it, or somebody was makdish a stay mikne, so then it does not go to the kohanim, because even the mocher did not have the rights to sell it any longer. Shina the makdish, davashina shalom. Person can't be makdish something that's not his, and the mocher to the, or the lokeach that's now being makdish it, does not have the rights to sell it for any longer, right? Rashi says, "V'karkazu lo haisa shelo el ada yovel." Right? He only has rights to yovel, so therefore, even if he's makdashin, it's only till yovel, and then it goes back to the original owner. Good. There is a discussion in the Achronim. The Achronim wonder. I don't understand. In the first case, in the Machlokes case, how is it that when the son was makdashin, he was only able to be makdashin until yovel? So how does it then turn into a steachuza? Ain adam makdash davar shlo bala olam. Ain adam makdash davar shina shlo. He can't be makdash it regarding davar shina. Right. So how does that work? So Rabbi Chanan writes in Baba Basra. He says it could be that the inachinami, the machlokes is only regarding pidyon. Everybody would agree that it would be choseras like a stay mikna. Right. The machlokes is Achronim wonder exactly, but the Rabbi Chanan there in the Kovach Yerim says yitachein beemes. This is in Baba Basra, Reish Tzadik Gimel. Shemashe, Bebes kol machlokas hatanam hi rak lenin tsuras hapidyon. It niftes kistei achuza, right? How much is it paid for? Do you go by chamishim shekel kesef, or do you go by stei mikna kishavyo? Aval vaday shelini yitzia biyovel din asada kidin stei mikna. Right? Rabbi Chanan said it can't be more than a stei mikna, because that is what he had power to sell. Difficult, right? Some Rishonim say that, the Rashi and the other Rishonim mentioned there in Baba Basra, mention also the fact that whether it will be Nifta or not. The other disciple also tries to figure this out in Baba Basra and Simin Zayin. Anyway, that's the Machlokas. Last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kohanim Leviim Makdishim Olam Gonim Olam. All of these laws don't apply to Kohanim and Leviim. They can be Makdishit whenever they want. They can be Goel whenever they want. Bein Lifnei Yovel, Bein La'achar HaYovel. All these laws do not apply. Minchas Chinuch wonders whether the halacha of Zerach Omer Sa'orim apply to the Stei Kohanim. So that is not clear. But either way. Okay, we'll stop here, B'Hashem. Next up will be put up on the last cycle, and then we will pick up after that.